You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. If you have fished or wanted to fish or thought about fishing or just stepped out of doors with some sense of expectancy, Body of Water is the book for you. Though Montana is his home now, Michigan poets know Chris Dombrowski from his elegant poetry collection Earth Again, published by Wayne State University Press. Michigan anglers know Chris as a stellar fly fishing guide. As part of our ongoing series, Michigan Bookmark, author Gloria Whelan has this review.
Body of Water, a sage, a seeker, and the world's most alluring fish, takes Dombrowski to a new and distant place. In the middle of a Montana winter, he is offered a fishing trip to the Grand Bahamas. All expenses paid. It's an easy choice. His wife sends him off with this advice: be where you are. He finds himself in a place unlike any he has known. How better to learn a country than to fish it? He soon hears the story of David Pinder, a native of the island, who grew up with his 11 siblings in a two-room home. Pinder, the sage in the book's title, made his living as a young man gathering sponges and lugging rocks in construction work. In his spare time, he was fishing for bonefish, then a little-known sport. The bonefish is a puzzle. Not overly large, not very tasty, but a fighter, quick, difficult to see, and hellish to land, testing the skill and the stamina of the angler. Dombrowski describes its elusiveness. The shadow of the fish nearly always more visible than its body, its scales varying in hue from moment to moment to match its environment. Pinder was taken on as a guide for a rustic camp, Deepwater Key. That was 40 years ago. Deepwater Key has grown to be one of the world's most fabled sporting lodges. Bone fishing is now an annual $141 million crop, its impact on the island enormous. And talking about Pinder, Dombrowski also talks about the relationship between guide and patron and what hiring means when two anglers are side by side, focused on a mutual goal. But Dombrowski reminds us that when something goes wrong, it's always the guide's fault. Pinder himself says, no matter how quiet a guide gets, he always wants to catch fish more, far more than his client does. Dombrowski returned to the Bahamas and became friends with the owners of Deepwater Key, as well as the elderly Pinder, now retired and with little money left. In a talk recently in the Ann Arbor bookstore Literati, Dombrowski called Pinder the most holy man I have ever met. Attempting to tell Pinder's story, Dombrowski says, is like the persistence of the horizon. You take one step toward it, and it takes one step back. Precisely, where does the water stop and the sky begin? Lines between biography, story, and myth seem even less definable, more arbitrary. Ever since the days of Isaac Walton, the angler has attempted to express his love of fishing. Dombrowski quotes Meister Eckhart, the 13th century mystic, "Meditation is our far country, and we return from our solitudes with kingdoms, but allow these kingdoms to be usurped by our worldly desires." Fishing, Dombrowski says, is a perfect job for those who prefer talking to themselves to talking to others. He reminds us the Buddha said, "Days spent fishing do not count against one's allotted days." Body of Water tells us why.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.